In Washington, the first week of May is a work week for Congress, but lawmakers in the House won't be returning to Washington as scheduled. The abrupt decision, announced on Tuesday, raises questions about how the House will get back to work. Rules Committee Chair Congressman Jim McGovern of Worcester says the remedy is to allow remote voting and virtual hearings. And Congressman McGovern joins us now from his home district in Worcester. Congressman, thanks for taking the time out to speak to us.
I'm happy to be with you.
So let me ask you this first. As recently as Monday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said lawmakers would return to Washington as scheduled. But then House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer announced the House won't return after all. Why the reversal?
Well, Steny Hoyer consulted with the attending physician of the Capitol, who recommended that we not. He didn't think it was safe to get 435 people together in one location, to have them fly across the country. And I think he was concerned not about the safety so much of individual members of Congress, but all the other people we come into contact with.
So I take it you think it's the right move.
Throughout this whole thing, I have been guided by the advice of doctors, medical professionals, and scientists. I mean, I think we need to rely on them for the best advice. So if they tell us that this is a bad idea, I'm going to follow their advice.
In the Washington Post op-ed you recently wrote, you're calling for the implementation of remote voting and virtual committee hearings. What needs to be done to make that happen? And do you think you'll have the support of your colleagues for those?
Well, we have to change the rules of the House in order to make it happen. If there's broad bipartisan support, we can do it by a voice vote, and we can do it in a nanosecond. But if there isn't, we're going to have to come back and we're going to have to vote on it. I had hoped we would have voted on my bill last week when we were in session, but the House Republican leader, Kevin McCarthy, objected and said, well, I want some more time to see whether we can come to some sort of bipartisan accommodation. Speaker of the House Pelosi said, okay, let's give it a chance. And so we have a task force, which I'm on. We're trying to see whether we can come to some sort of common ground. I'm not sure we can get there because I think there are some people, quite frankly, who do not want us to be getting things done because, you know, they have a different political point of view.
But don't you think a number of your members are going to say, in order to have hearings, in order to interrogate people, I need to be in the same room, I need to be able to look these people in the eye so that I know I'm getting honest answers from folks on a whole host of issues?
Look, I don't want to go down a slippery slope where we, you know, somehow substitute the way we do business in Congress, you know, by doing virtual hearings all the time, or, you know, that we'll do debates on the floor through Zoom or whatever. That's not what I'm suggesting. But we're in a crisis right now. We're not speculating, and we cannot just cede everything to the White House. God knows if we do that, we do so at our own peril.
Are you at all concerned about security, considering Zoom bombing and that sort of thing? Are you concerned about the integrity of votes that you might take remotely if, in fact, this system goes through?
I am. And, you know, we've studied that quite a bit. That's why in terms of voting on the House floor, I'm requesting the lowest tech approach, which is, you know, voting remotely by proxy. So there are some people who can be present. If I can't be present, I can tell you how I want you to have me vote.
Considering there are 4,000 people in Washington, D.C. who've tested positive for coronavirus, plus thousands more in the Maryland and Virginia suburbs, has Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell made a dangerous decision by saying that the Senate should come back to Washington as scheduled?
Yeah, well, he's clearly not following the advice of the attending physician of the Capitol, but that's his decision. I mean, it makes sense to talk to the doctors, the medical professionals, and the scientists. They should guide us on how we should behave. And we should stop, quite frankly, when the president gives his daily press conferences, you ought to press the mute button, because what he does is give out bad information and dangerous information. I mean, the other day, telling people that somehow, you know, we should think about injecting ourselves with disinfectant, I mean, it's crazy. And again, that's why we ought to rely on the doctors and the medical professionals. They know what to do in a crisis like this, and I will defer to them as to how we should proceed.
Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern, thanks a lot for speaking to us from Worcester. We appreciate it. Stay safe.
Thank you. You too.